This is Rhode Island Public Radio. We've learned today that Susan Farmer has died. She was the first woman to win statewide office as Secretary of State in Rhode Island. Joining us now is Rhode Island Public Radio's Scott McKay, who knew her for many years. Scott, what was Susan Farmer like?
Well, first, she put up a very courageous battle against cancer, and all of her friends just were marveled at the year after year, the way that she battled cancer, going back and forth to Dana-Farber Hospital in Boston and being very public about what she was facing. She was an energetic woman who really loved life, and she always took whatever job she had seriously, but she never took herself so seriously. She had a grand sense of humor.
Sounds like she never let that cancer slow her down.
She really didn't. She was still on the Board of Elections, the State Board of Elections, until the day she died.
When was she elected?
She was elected, interestingly enough, in 1982. She was Secretary of State, first woman to be elected statewide in Rhode Island. It was very interesting. In those days, the Republican Party, not the Democrats, she was a Republican, liberal Republican, moderate from the east side of Providence. They were the party of women's rights and abortion rights, and she was from that ilk.
How common was it in that time to have a woman elected in such a high office?
Well, there were three Republican women in the early 80s who were elected. Claudine Schneider in 1980 as a U.S. Congresswoman from the 2nd District. And Arlene Violet was elected Attorney General shortly after Susan Farmer won the first statewide race. But Susan Farmer was a real pathbreaker for women.
What can you tell me about her political style?
She was an energetic, great retail campaigner. I will never forget one time at West Warwick, at the I Love West Warwick Days parade, which every politician was there. Someone was there, and she was a very attractive blonde woman. And sure enough, there was a man who'd had way too many beers. And he said, "Susie Farmer, I would love to get into your jeans." And she gently tapped herself on her derriere, looked over to the crowd and said, "You know, I'd love to be able to get into my jeans, too."
Well, certainly something that will always be remembered. How else will she be remembered?
She was a real reformer. When she came into office, the Secretary of State's office had been this patronage, clotted kind of backwater of state government. She fired 14 people, cleaned the office out. She really tried to modernize an office that hadn't been in years, clean up the voter rolls, which in Rhode Island in those days were a real mess. People were voting twice off the absentee ballots. Really tried to make that into a modern, well-functioning office.
Okay, thank you, Scott McKay, for your political insight and personal reflection on a woman dedicated to Rhode Island. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.